I want to see you, to see you high and lifted high, shining in the light of your glory. Amen. Pour out your as we say, holy, holy, holy. Amen. And lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. You love him. Pour out your power and love as we say, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy. And amen, and amen. Yes, Lord. Amen and amen. And I want to see him, don't you? Amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. We don't get to ever say the ones downstairs because we don't know how many's down in the basement, but you can see us, so that way you can know that we're thinking about you and everything and all, and just enjoy the presence of the Lord from there as much as you can from up here. You know, so it'd be fine. Man, good to see everybody. If you'd like turning your scriptures, turn to Revelation 3:14, where we've been reading from, and then we'll go to Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. Try to pick up her thought and continue on to what we've been doing. Remember to pray for all of these. Remember Brother Homer, to pray for him, the Lord would touch him and all, and to all the others. Talked to Brother Russ Dunkard today, and I told him it's a strange prayer that we would pray because, you know, we pray Christmas, we want snow, you know, we like that, but we don't go out and pray for it that much. But they do because where they're at, they need a lot of snow and everything. You know, I mean, just foot after foot after foot of snow just continually. And they like the snow really just start and go all the way through the whole winter just about it because it makes everything grow better and stuff like that. So I said, well, we'll pray that the Lord will send you some snow. Now, we don't know how many feet you're going to get because we're going to just pray for the Lord to do that. So remember, Brother Dunkard, and all, he greets everybody in the name of the Lord. Amen. Any other announcements or anything that we have? Okay. Father, we thank you for this day and your grace. We thank you for Calvary. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for guiding us and keeping us, and we pray that you would just be with each and every one of us. Remember all of the sick among us, Lord, and the different things, Father, that come upon us and all. But we ask you to just cover it through the blood and let everything be all right. Remember the little bride around the world, all of the little parts of the bride everywhere, and Satan fighting on every hand, trying to conquer us and all. But we know that we're already victorious. No matter what happens, coming or going, we are overcomers, and we believe you, and we love you, and we thank you. Have your way now. Bless each one. Remember Brother Homer, Lord, and touch him. Deliver him that and these others in Jesus' name. Amen. And we'll just take the three. I think about three scriptures, Revelation 3:14, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. Now, we've been on that for a while, and we'll probably stay on it a while, but pray that the Lord would bless us. Maybe I won't be like we was listening the other day where Brother Brown was talking about the lady said you had him on the ash heap, Job, and, you know, keep on. But I guess that's one way of doing it. But, you know, let's go to Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now we jump on over. Maybe we'll get to here tonight, but we'll see. Go to Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. Now, the thought that we've been having is the three stages of creation and trying to bring that out to get us a little better understanding of what's going on and life and stuff like that. And we covered two services so far on to that. And the last one was really a corrective form, not that we were wrong, but to bring it out that the first stage of our creation, we know the first stage of creation was God himself. Not that God created God, you know, or God created Jesus and Jesus created, you know, this, that, or the other. The Bible says all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. So there's just one creator. There's not three creators. We're not dealing with a three-part creation or something, you know. We're dealing with a point of just saying the phases or stages of creation should bring each one of us to a better understanding of where we're at and what we're doing. And the first stage, we covered it, as I said, a couple of messages on the basis that God came into being. Not that he was created or somebody created who or what. He came into being. He stepped down or began to do, as the prophet said, to where that human beings could comprehend him, understand him, in other words. So he just was coming into being, and he has always been. He didn't have to come into from, he didn't have to be created because it always was. You know, and that was the point. So we've been dealing with trying to keep it into that line to see the one true and living God is what we're dealing with, you know, and seeing how God unveiled himself down to mankind and bring it into being that man could see or understand God. All right. See, then in doing that, then we know that God was a spiritual, if you want to talk about creations or whatever you want to use your terminologies about it, that he was first spirit being. God is a spirit. See, no man has seen God at any time because he is a spirit. All right. See, then being that spirit, he is eternal and always was eternal, you know, and it's a spiritual being that you're talking about that was always existed, and he existed alone, all right? And being alone, then he was lonely, and he wanted something to be like him, and also then he creates, and Genesis 1 picks up, and there you got the Genesis 1:26 man. He says, let us make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish and the thing. All right. Then now comes in the part that that's still part of now the first creation or the first phase. I use terms, and I'm sorry, I don't have the education. And if I say something that don't fit right, you just race that out and put it over in another little pocket and answer your own question, you know. Because I just try the best that I can. What we see is, as I said, now we see God is a spirit. All right? You can't see a spirit. He never is doing. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to come into being to where he can be comprehended or seen or understood. So he begins to descend toward the human, to what, you know, we would be. And as he does, see, we see then he is a spiritual being. Amen. All right. So what would be the next part that would still be part of stage one of your creation would be Adam as being in the image of God.
Amen.
All right? And having him to be what? A spiritual being.
Right.
Adam, see, in his first creation. I say first creation because he had to be brought into being in spirit realm. And then I hope we get far enough in tonight to understand that he came into being in a physical realm.
Amen. Right.
All right. But now I want you to keep in mind, because I really don't know how I'm going to be able to explain it, but remember one thing, that Adam in a spiritual creation is in the image of God.
Amen.
All right. But then Adam in a physical creation, now physical, you know, tangible, whatever you want to call it, 16 elements, etc., is in a natural creation. And that's actually ahead of God, because God follows Adam. Now, there's a scripture, we'll get to it in a minute, that's always bothered me and everything, but it's all right. I'll just try to express it. But see, the human body of Jesus Christ didn't come into being until 2,000 years ago. Now, the human body. So then the human body of Adam come into being 6,000 years ago. But just get the point of what we're trying to do. Don't get confused. Just listen. And then you come and help me. That's what I need. I need help to express words and things. But I believe that God will give us those words to do. All right? So now, what was it? God is a spirit. Okay. Then what did he create when he created Adam? A spirit man. All right. In his own image. Nah. Spirit man. So that he could rule in the garden and do the things. But then it would be a while before he would come into being in Genesis 2. That's what we've got to get that and keep it separated to where that we can understand where we're at. All right. So phase one, as we tried to cover, that's back before the foundation of the world. That was back before anything physically, materialistically, or whatever you would want to use the word, came into being. It was a spiritual creation. All right. God existed alone, self-existing, but then as he began to condescend downward, he becomes more into the spirit realm, and we read to you, if you need these, we've been over and over, you should have them, you got them, that God gave birth to his own son. All right? Not that he gave birth to his son like a birth happened. A birth means a coming forth into. In other words, what you've done when you were birthed. See, when you come into the world by birth, by natural, you come forth into a condition that you did not exist before. So you just stepped over in. So that's what God is doing. He's condescending to where that we can comprehend him. Because how could the human being comprehend the great eternal God? So you can't do it. You can't do that part. So he was trying to express himself, and as he comes forth in a spiritual being. All right. Then see, when Adam comes forth in his first part or phase of the creation, when he comes forth, he doesn't come forth as a natural man, you know, physically, 16 elements. He came forth in a spiritual condition to be exactly like God. All right? So then when it says that God is a spirit, man is a spirit. Not talking about that we're just spirits of this. You don't get all this. Get what I'm talking about. Get the point that the spirit part of us is that soul that is within us. See? All right? And the scripture says, and the last Adam was made a living soul. All right. See, then we've got to get to that point. And I don't want you to, I don't want to confuse you, but I don't want to leave it to where it can be confusing. See, because God has wanted to unveil himself. He wants to reveal himself to his people. And he wants people like himself. All right? So he wanted to fellowship. So it has to be done in stages. So he brings forth man in a spiritual condition. Adam and Eve was made a living soul. All right? The prophet says, blasphemous names, that Adam had eternal life in his soul. All right. So then Eve would have eternal life in her soul. So there would be your spiritual creation. And that part came into being before the world ever come into being. So you got the spiritual creation of man, and he is in a condition to where that he's exactly like God. God didn't want dogs and cats and horses and things like that. He can fellowship with them, but now he wanted something like himself. So he started with something like himself. What kind of a person would he have been had he just created a flesh for Adam? There would have been no fellowship, because he would have still not be something like him. So if the Bible's true that says, let us make man in our own image, all right, then if we're created in the image of God, it is not this man that you're talking about. This man will come into being in another stage as we go along. Because if it did, you'd be in bad shape. Because you got one little person, one big person, one fat person, one skinny person. That wouldn't be in the image of God. I'm trying not to be too carnal, but yet being carnal enough to where the little dawn on you. All of us are different sizes and everything else. But the natural man, see, is not in the image of God. But the spiritual man, which is the very soul, the being, the person that Adam and Eve was in Genesis 1. All right. Making them in the image of God, in his likeness. Now he has something to fellowship with. Right? Back in the garden. I mean, back before time ever begun. Now listen to the story, because I'm just trying to go as I can. All right? See, man come into being before the foundation of the world. Amen. Spiritual man. Yep. Not physical man now. Right. No, physical man never come into being until you get on over to Genesis 2.
That's right.
We'll get to that. But spiritual man, in the image of God, the likeness of God, comes forth in before time ever begins, and God has something to fellowship with. All right? Now, hold on to the point. Now, he still is not in his right to be state, because there's other parts of him in attributes that has not been displayed when you're talking about the thing of man and let us make man and things. That you're not into natural creation. You're not into those things. So hold on to that. Back up just a little. Follow me as I go. I notice I say that a lot, you know, because what I mean is just simply try to stay with what I'm talking about. Don't say, well, I know where he's going. He's going over here. That's spiritual man. That's just the man over here. That man over there. That man. See, you run out ahead and you get it all confused. And then you blame me. Well, I take my part because I'm confused to start with. All right? The point that I'm doing is I'm trying to break us away from our confusion.
Right,
you know, I'm trying to get us to where we can comprehend.
Right.
All right. But see, there was God dwelling totally alone. Then he begins to condescend. And as he does, he comes into the part of making man in a spiritual condition. Or making an eternal person. All right? Adam and his soul was eternal.
Amen.
His body and his spirit was not.
Amen. Right?
But now follow that as we go along. Okay? Now, then, as it is, Adam and Eve comes forth in this condition that they could exist before the world. Right? Are you following me? Their existence would be the same as God's existence. Spiritual being. All right? They could. That's why they could rule the animals. The natural man, the Genesis there where it talks about that they take care of the animals and rule the animals and the thing, will be under that. That never was to be a natural thing. That's a spiritual being. That's a spiritual part. That's a spirit. If you've ever seen anybody that do it, if you just look at the natural, I've told you about it, about Brother Tatum that time, that dog was, and that dog was so mean to, I knew that you couldn't trust him. So I told my wife and him, I said, you'll go around behind the truck, and the old dog was up in the truck, and boy, he was an old German Shepherd, he was raising Cain, and I was going to say, oh, I told him, I said, y'all go on behind. If he jumps, I'll try my best to get him off of all of us or do whatever, because we was going in the house. And about that time, Brother Tatum gets out of the truck or the car and comes walking up. And he walks, he says, why, Blackie, what are you doing? Just lay down. And he just put his hand over and that dog just... And then saw a man up in Tennessee up there. And he walked right up to a dog, and that dog, I would have never went within no feet of that dog. But he just, and he had to do it a couple of times because that dog went after him. But in a minute, he just walked up. And he laid his hand on that dog. And the dog just laid right down. See, he had met his master. Not a physical man. Get me? Not a physical man. There was something else involved. There was a spirit involved. You know, and it may have been just a natural spirit to start with, but I've seen that happen. It will work. All right. But now get the point. See, Adam and Eve in a spiritual creation back before time began. Amen. All right. And that spiritual condition then existed, and that brings your phase one into being to where that we're in the image of God. See, you are a spiritual creation by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When we get to that, you'll see more what I'm talking about. Amen. But we are in a spiritual condition by what that God has allowed us to have. Okay? Now, see, then, knowing that's to be true, there was parts of God he still was not able to get into being. There in the, you know, in the spiritual creation, because it was not just a spiritual creation that he come to bring. It was a spiritual creation in a natural condition. How else would you say it? Because it would go to the natural flesh, and the flesh then would come to that point. All right? But see, Adam and Eve now, get my point, they're in a condition just like God is in a condition. They're in a spiritual condition. All right? The physical hadn't come into being yet. All right? See, then, now what's the part of God's plan? He knows right there that would be a wonderful place to stay, would be the spiritual condition. All right? He knows that that would be wonderful, but he knows that would not display all of his attributes. So he could not bring forth any of the attributes into being. He couldn't, you know, he couldn't do none of those things. And it would leave him lonely again. He would go back to the existence that we could exist with him. And that'd be a wonderful thing. But yet still, it would not display the attributes. Because, see, you got to go into stage two in creation to think about any form of attributes. See? All right? So then when Adam and Eve come into being in a spiritual condition, they were in the image of God. Are you with me? Okay. Now that would give them eternal life Because their body had not come into being yet. Come on. Their body was not into being. Their spiritual part is that what we call the spirit of memory, reason, conscience, etc. And all that was not be in existence either. So it would be the spiritual condition of the eternal life that God had give to Adam and Eve. Okay. Now, a lot of people would argue with me, and maybe I shouldn't use it so emphasis and too much to illustrate, but I believe whatever Adam had, Eve had. Now, because that's what your prophet said. He said they were one in theophany, so that settles that to me now. You know, but yet I know that people see, they'll say, well, I go along now with Adam, because blasphemous names, but I just can't go along with Eve. Well, I'm sorry. I'm one person that I want to be right, and I believe it. What I'm trying to say is right. But see, now you got the spiritual condition. You got your spiritual creation. Bad words to use. You got your spiritual part of coming into being. See? And now here's what, we'll get back to it on predestination. See, when we get finished up, we'll come back to predestination and go through, because the prophet said, if you wasn't back there before the foundation world, you never will be. Now, is that true? Do I need to bring all those quotes? I will when I get to it. See? But it should be enough that you know that he said those things, because if you wasn't back there, you never will be back there. It's not something that the new birth puts us back there. No. Our spiritual being, eternal life, is just as eternal as he is. So in that spiritual condition, your soul was eternal. The rest of you hadn't come into being yet. Right? Now God is thinking, well, how do I get all of these other attributes into being now? I've got my people, I've got my children, I've got my offspring in a spiritual condition that exists the same as I do. But see, now that people would pick up that thought too, and they would want to do something else. You following me? Any problem with thinking that if you have eternal life, that if God gave you eternal life back before the world, would there be any problem with that eternal life in you desiring to be made manifest? Just as well as it was in Almighty God himself. Because see, Jesus wasn't in existence, the flesh man at that time. You got to wait until you come. And that's what I'm saying. You can't bring Jesus into a physical condition until 4,000 years from the time was the creation over to that. And he would come into being. But Adam would start the human race. Wow, to where that there could be attributes displayed. Jesus, the flesh man, didn't step out there. The flesh man never stepped out there 4,000 or 6,000 years ago and done. He was a spiritual creation. He could create. All things were made by him, and without in him was not anything made that was made. All right? What would be the problem then of trying to think about the condition or existence of a human being that eventually will come to the position that they can speak the word just like their father did? Do you have any trouble with that? Do you have any trouble with thinking about that you, with eternal life, you're a child of God? If you have eternal life, you're a child of God. I know it may be, and I don't mean to the fact of some that hasn't heard a lot. I'm saying to all of us, have we heard enough of the prophet's message to be able to put it together? Or are we still like, when I remember all of the things of predestination and things that begin to do, and everybody say, I always was eternal. I always was eternal. Well, no. Why are you getting old?
Right.
If you always was eternal, what happened?
Right, right.
Got a problem there? Seems like it is to me because, you know, trying to bring this down into a situation to where we can comprehend that eternal life that you have, and I don't believe you come into the world with eternal life on the basis of the way the people of this message try to bring it. I don't believe it that way now. I believe you started before the world ever begun as a spiritual being. And being a spiritual being would automatically make you eternal. I believe it that way. But then there's things that see, when you come up so far, you've got to stop and just think for a minute. Here's God coming and bringing himself and showing himself and revealing himself into existence. And now here's his children coming into existence. Sure. If you have eternal life. Right?
Amen.
Now, if you have eternal life today, that eternal life that you have always was eternal.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
If God was eternal, then he always was eternal. You say, yeah, but you're making it a little bit too strong. I told you years ago, I said, one of these days I'll preach to you what I see on predestination. Well, I'm gaining ground. I'm getting up to at least a few places that I can see things put together. Because, see, I believe if you have eternal life, that eternal life is just as eternal as God's own life, because that's whose life it is. It is God's own life imparted into you. But just don't impart it into us too quick. Don't bring it into us as sinners and let us remain sinners in some kind of an eternal condition. Because you can't do that. That's why that when, as I'm trying to get to it there, God existed alone. But yet he had attributes in him. Now those attributes are getting an opportunity to be able to be displayed. And the first attribute to be displayed would be the spiritual man, the eternal life that he has.
Amen.
Is the first existence. All right? And see, then doing that, now you've got to a spot. So I'm going to try to move now. See, Adam then stepped forth. What would be the wording? The man Adam comes into being. The flesh man Adam. According to Genesis 2, right? Genesis 2, you got a natural creation. True? All right. Genesis 1, you got a spiritual creation. So now you have the natural creation bringing into being of Adam before Jesus ever comes into being in a natural condition. Why? You don't think? Why? Why would it be that Adam looks like Jesus would have to come into being? I'm talking about flesh. No. Because it would not bring forth the attributes. See, then Adam would step forth in Genesis 2 as a natural man. Now your attributes can be displayed. He has to grow. He has to bring forth and bring into being. But as he does, then it'll come to the basis that Adam becomes a living soul. A human being. Because get what I'm saying now and listen. Without Adam coming in as a human being first, you could not have your attributes displayed.
That's right.
See? You couldn't do that. You've got to let him come first.
Right.
You've got to bring in a natural creation, and that's what the Scripture says. First Corinthians 15:46. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Now, which came first? Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual. Yet we know it was first. But the physical man has to come first. Spiritual man is part of God. But that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord of glory. Adam was not the second man. Jesus Christ was the second man. The Lord of glory. Adam was the first natural man. Now follow me. He was made that way to where the attributes could be displayed. There would be a capability of the fall with Adam coming physically before Jesus. Had Jesus come physically first, there would have been no fall.
Nope, that's right?
Right? Don't put no lustful thing in the Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Mm-mm. But things can happen in Adam.
Amen.
Their Adam was a spiritual being. An eternal life in his soul. But then God created him a body. And what did the prophet say? He put the Genesis 1 man into the Genesis 2 man. Right? He put him in there, and as he did, now you have Adam on the earth with eternal life in his soul, but he's not got it in his body. Right? Adam doesn't have eternal life in his body. See, because that would do away with the condition or existence of the fact that man could fall. Had Jesus come first, man couldn't have fallen. I'm physically saying it now, physically. If Jesus physically had come first, there would have been no ability for a fall to take place. But by bringing Adam into existence and making him a natural man, not eternal life in his body, not eternal life in his spirit part of him, of memory, reason, conscience, but eternal life in his soul. It's no problem with me. I don't know where it would be with you or not. And see, then the things can start transpiring. The fallen condition can come into existence because you have the ability with Adam to fall. There's no ability in Jesus Christ to fall. But Adam could fall. And did fall. He became a living soul, right? Genesis 1. He had eternal life in his soul. But that wasn't in physical being to where the fall could come. So then you have to put the man into the Genesis 2 man. You put that spiritual man over in. You don't do away with his eternal life in his soul. You don't have to. Yes, but Brother Dale, if you have eternal life, you can't fall. You can't fall and go to hell, but you can sort of stumble a whole lot. Right? Don't think just because you have eternal life that you can go out and live like the devil. Now, don't talk to me on language that way. I ain't talking to you. Don't talk to me and say, well, Brother Dale, I can't sin because I'm born again. I got where the prophet said that. Go ahead. But just come on back with it the way it's supposed to be. What are you understanding? I'm trying to do two things. One thing, bring eternal life into being. But on the other hand, showing that that eternal life can step into a human body. And that body can come forth and display the attributes of Almighty God. Adam then was the first physical man. Jesus was the first spiritual man. Why? Because he condescended into the world. That's why the Bible says that Adam was formed. But it don't say that of Jesus. See, Jesus actually went through a birth. He went through a birth. See? He was begotten. Adam was created, Brother Raymond said, right from the hand of Almighty God. Adam was created. But Jesus wasn't created like that. He was begotten. He just went from one existence to another existence, and kept coming until he became human. And that took 4,000 years. That took the prophets with the word and the thing to bring it to where that Jesus could be the word made flesh, the Son of Man. All right? So now you're following me. Phase one, we're still in it. That was in phase one, which was before the foundation of the world, now is moving over closer into the coming into natural being. So you take Adam from Genesis 1 with eternal life in his soul. You put a body then in Genesis 2, put that Genesis 1 into Genesis 2. Now you've got a human being. But don't ever think that you've got a human being that can't fall. Now you can't fall and be lost. We do not believe in that. You can't have eternal life and lose it. Are you with me? You can't have eternal life and lose it. But you can't have eternal life and live like the devil. You don't try to go that away and say, well, you know, that means that I'm eternal and I can't fall. No. I agree with you. If you have eternal life today, you can't fall from eternal life. Where would you fall to? But if you have eternal life, you don't want to fall. Why would you want to fall? What would be your thoughts? Why would you even have human thoughts in your mind to think, well, it don't matter what I do, I'm a Christian. It does matter what you do. Because you can prove what you are by what we do. All right? So right now we are with our phase one. Brings the eternal soul of an eternal being into existence. And then Genesis 2, you put that into the flesh. And there's the flesh man Adam. Now Adam can go out with the animals and things. And it be close, but still, it's not the natural Adam that's going out there with the animals and controlling it. It's the spiritual Adam that's in with inside. Adam then would be made a living soul, a person with eternal life. All right? Now you've got an ability, though, for the man to fall. So now you're coming with your attributes. Are you with me? Now you've got your, you're coming to the basis that you can have attributes come into being. In other words, God can come down and fellowship with the mankind, but yet he can't fellowship no further than the fact of being, knowing that he's a human being. But he can be a savior, he can be a healer, he can be all of those things, through the attributes that have been displayed not by Adam, no. Adam made the way that the things, you know, God used Adam to make the way for things to take place. Now you got your attributes and things. Now you got a flesh man. And isn't that odd to think about? That you've got a flesh man? The flesh man Adam come before the flesh man Jesus? What I'm saying. That's hard to express. But you got to have, if you got any sense at all, you know it's the truth. Because you read your Bible. Come on, read your Bible. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. Eternal life within his soul. The second Adam is the Lord of glory. Adam is not the second Adam. You don't do that. You have the first Adam in the basis of what he is to do. But the second Adam is the Lord Jesus Christ. Right. But now you have the ability to fall. Well, I never thought of it like that. Well, you explain it to me then. Well, I don't believe Adam and Eve had eternal life. Well, they didn't have nowhere to fall from. See? Did you understand the point? If Adam and Eve didn't have eternal life, how could they fall? You can't fall if you ain't got it. You can't fall off a roof until you get up there. Huh? And see, you can't fall from eternal life to go to hell. Because God made the way because that's part of his attribute. Had he left out that attribute as Savior, then you would have had the ability to fall and go to hell. But he didn't. He's got all of these attributes. Savior, healer, Alpha and Omega, Rose of Sharon, all of that. You got all of the things that he has the ability to display those things. And it took him 4,000 years. Think about that. From the time of Adam in the garden and all, until the birth of a baby named Jesus Christ. But you see, look at Adam. Follow my point now. Eternal life in soul, but not in body and spirit. When the Lord Jesus Christ stepped upon this earth, he was in exactly the same condition. Eternal life in his soul, but his body and spirit was not eternal. Because now the displaying of the attributes come into being, that he can die. Just as I said, don't think you can't fall. Just think of the being the fall being in the right order. You can't fall and lose eternal life. No. But you can be cut short. But the Lord Jesus, when he came, he couldn't fall no way. All right? And see, then when he was made a child, think about it. See, we're up on stage two. Stage two in now is God to come into human flesh. God coming into human flesh was not the, how can I say this now? Come on. By Adam and Eve coming the way they did in the fall that we've been through, then you can see that there is a fallen condition that can exist. I hope you understand that. You can see that mankind did fall. Adam and Eve fell. But they didn't fall to death. Well, I got where the prophet said that Adam fell from eternal life. Where did he fall to? That's all I'm asking you. I'm not arguing with you. Where did he fall to? Adam had the capability of falling physically. And he did physically, but he never died spiritually. Right? See, but when Jesus came upon the earth, he became the second Adam to be able to take the place of the mankind that had fallen or to display his attributes. Now you're coming to phase two that we're trying to get. See, then Adam, listen, Jesus was begotten. Adam was not begotten. Adam was created. He said it's all the same. No, it ain't. Jesus is the only begotten son. We're sons by adoption and things. So listen to what your prophet is saying. First creation is a spiritual creation of God and Adam as the spiritual birth. The second part is the Lord of glory that comes into being. To where that he can be into that and God can look down and see what's taking place. Adam was his first created son, taken from the message, God's Power to Transform. Jesus was his only begotten. He was begotten by a woman. But Adam was right straight from the hand of God in the creation. So Adam was created. He created a physical body back there and stuck Adam in it. Adam, the spiritual man, was put into the natural. The Lord Jesus was begotten. See? From a woman. All right? Come on. Let's go ahead and read just a little bit. Go to number 5, brothers. We'll just pick up a short cut some of it anyway. You know that we've done been through it. God gave himself birth to his to son, which was before there was even an Adam. He started to make another creation. Now let's go to number 5. He comes from the future home. Holy Ghost descending upon the earth. Jesus was the beginning of the creation of God. Oh, you see it. God made in creation. He was spirit, the Bible said. He is the beginning of the creation of God. How did he begin? In the wombs of a woman, which is what the woman is. And that's what I told you when I come through that. I like that, wombs. Natural wound, but a spiritual wound. Eve had a natural wound for a natural child, but she had a spiritual wound for the Word of God. So then you got the wounds, in the wounds of a woman. Like how them blind people can't see the serpent seed right here. See, Eve was put here on the earth, and before Satan ever touched her or anything else, God said to them, multiply and replenish the earth. That's right. But Satan comes in here, and if that was Adam's son, then where Adam was a direct descendant from God, and you can only take the nature of your parent. And when you get born again, you take the nature of your parent. All right? Are you following me? Then what happens? Go to number 6. Okay. Jesus Christ is the beginning of the creation of God. Revelation 1, is that right? Then When was God created? He is the beginning of the creation of God. And God is eternal. Is that right? But when God was created, now listen, when a little baby that was conceived in the womb of a mother, a virgin, and she began to develop those cells within her to bring forth this little baby, that was the beginning of God's creation. Right? For God was made flesh and dwelt among us and become Emmanuel, God with us, the beginning of the creation of God. Do you understand? When he came into being, it was through the womb of a woman. Now, follow back. Adam was created. Are you with me? God created Adam. God formed Jesus through the birth. The birth had to bring forth. Why? Because he's going to have to display his attributes. You can't display the attributes without it being him being God himself in human flesh. All right? Adam was his son. A created son. Creative son. But Jesus was his only, was his begotten son. And God was in Jesus reconciling the world unto himself. So are you with me now? Adam was created. Let us make man. He made him. But Jesus wasn't formed. He was birthed. Mary gave birth to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because that would bring forth all your attributes. Now you've got everything in order. When that baby was on this earth, he was Emmanuel, right? But yet he couldn't die for your sins. He was 10 years old. He couldn't die for your sins. When he was over there with discussing the Bible with the Pharisees, and he couldn't die for your sins. When he became 30 years of becoming 30, he had to reach to that point that he could be a Savior. See, now you've got the Creator back in the way he's wanting to be as begotten, the only begotten of the Father. He was the only one that was begotten that way. None of the rest of us is begotten that way. He was begotten that way. That was his way of coming. You and I didn't cut it. We come by natural mom and daddy. Right? You say, well, you just said that it's come forth in the womb of a mother. Yeah, but that was just without sex. Right? That was without sin. See, don't put him as a sinner now. Leave him to be what he's supposed to be, a creator, a savior, all of those things, yeah. But don't make him a sinner. See? God come forth into human flesh to become our savior. And as he did, Adam could not die for my sins. There's no way Adam could die for your sins. It wouldn't work out. But the great creator could die. But it would take him then 30-something years after coming into the world, becoming 30, the Bible says. See, that's why you can figure out the 3.5 and the different things, and it'll come out to be perfectly right, because Jesus was becoming 30. You're not to be 30 to be a minister. You had to be becoming 30. In other words, on your way. He was 29.5, and that makes it to where Jesus could preach 3.5 years and then preach 3.5 years, and it come out and have the ministry and be in the correct order. Just put in a little point. But are you following me? So he was that second stage of creation. Was the bringing into order First, the man Adam. Put it with the ability to sin. Put him in a condition that he could sin. Do wrong. But yet he would never be lost. God didn't curse Adam. God didn't curse Eve. God cursed the ground. He cursed that beast and that, but he didn't curse the human race. That's where we're wrong thinking we did. No. But when that baby come into the world, there come your Savior. There was God in human flesh. Adam was not God in human flesh. Adam was Adam in human flesh. A son of God. A child of God. But Jesus was God Almighty in human flesh. Right? The only begotten. The only begotten. What about it? He started a new race. You got these, you're supposed to read them. He started a new race in Adam because he brought forth a natural person, a new race. New creation, new race. But all that got wiped out in the ability to portray it or do it by the fall and the conditions and was all made to be right. But here comes Jesus Christ, the beginning of the creation of God. God steps down into human flesh through the wound of a woman to be able to take away the sin of mankind. To be able to display his attributes and make man make it come forth into the correct order. And he started a new race. Now Jesus started a new race. Adam just started a race. Jesus started a new race. A new creation. A creation of himself as the way he wanted it. As that before the world ever begun that he wanted it. Now he's not lonely anymore. Because now he's coming to the poor to where he can really display what he has need of. So do you understand phase one and phase two? Maybe it's not enough. I'll pray and see if we go back over it. I'll go back over it because don't bother me. You know, I just keep preaching until I get satisfied. Or either confuse you enough to make you where you'll study. Because that's one point. But listen, a new creation. You can't depend upon Adam. Even though he had eternal life and soul. Even though he was a child of God in the physical points of being, you know, different than the rest of the people around. Right? You agree with that? I mean, he was a child of God, yeah, and he was, but he wasn't physically made any different, but yet he was in the basis that God could deal with Adam. Right? God can deal with you by the new birth.
That's right.
All right? See, but to come forth in a new creation. Now, naturally speaking, Adam was the beginning of a group of people. But spiritually speaking, Jesus Christ was the beginning of the creation of God. God coming down into human flesh. All right? Now, but that don't end the story. I don't know how to approach this part right here, so I'll do the best I can. There's part of the story that we're not understanding. We're not understanding childhood. We're not understanding how we are the children of God. How that we're the offspring of Almighty God. By imparting eternal life into your soul, he has made you Now listen, he has made you back like Adam was before the fall. He has given you eternal life in your soul. You can never lose that. You have eternal life. Huh? But that's not all of the race. See? Now, Adam was doing fine. But it's not said of Adam that he was a new creation, a new race. We know it was. Because God chose it to be that way. But what about a church? What about a group of people? Okay. Go to number 13. Let's read this and then we'll quit. I want to read this whole thing. To number 13, if you will. You'll see that I jumped around a lot on this. And you understand I jumped around. And listen to what your prophet had to say. From Laodicean Church Age, or Church Age book. But now he's standing in the midst of the church. As he stands there revealing who he is in this last age. He calls himself the author of the creation of God. This is another creation. Now watch. This has to do with the church. This is a special designation of himself. Now, this is himself coming into being the way he wanted it. I want to put that right there. What I'm reading this about is to get you to see God wanted his, how did Brother Brown said, God had his church the way he started the church the way he started it, and he wanted it the way he and finished. Who was the statement? But Brother Henry Green was the one that made it. See, that God started his church the way he wanted it, and he wanted that church back again. That's the point. I can't get the exact wording, but listen. It says this is a special designation of himself. Who is he? He is the creator of that church. The heavenly bridegroom created his own bride. As the Spirit of God, he came down in the Virgin Mary, the cells, come down and created in the Virgin Mary, the cells from which his body was born. I want to repeat that. He created the very cells in the womb of Mary for that body. Now remember how that we were in the message last week that Jesus Christ, that body, it's, how do you say it? The body of Almighty God was not something that he took material and put it together. Now I'm trying to get a point across, so listen. It was spoken into existence. It was not something that he built it up. And see, he didn't do that with a natural baby. But he spoke it into existence. Now that's what I'm trying to get you to see here. The bride of Jesus Christ is the very word of God spoken into existence. Okay? So now listen. It was not enough for the Holy Spirit to simply give life to a human over him supplied by Mary. That would have been sinful mankind producing a body. That would not have produced the last Adam, of whom it was said, lo, a body thou hast thou, Father, prepared for me. God, not Mary, provided that body. Mary was the human incubator, and she carried that holy child and brought him to birth. It was a God-man. He was the Son of God. He was of the new creation. Man and God met and joined together. He was the first of this new race. He's the head of this new race. Who's he talking about? The Lord Jesus Christ. And it comes forth. There you see that though man was of the old order or creation, Now in union with Christ, he has become the new creation of God. Now, he's become the new creation. Okay? No longer is he dealing by ways of the flesh. That was how he dealt with Israel. He chose Abraham and Abraham's issue through the godly Isaac line. But now out of every kindred, tribe, and nation, he has purposed a new creation. He's the first of that creation. He was God created in the form of man. Now by his Spirit, he is creating many sons unto himself. God the Creator created himself a part of his creation. This is the true revelation of God. The true revelation of God is God and man becoming one. God and man becoming one is the real true revelation of Almighty God. And he chose you. He chose you to be his child. He chose you to tell you this mystery of redemption. He chose us to be that new creation, new race. New creation. No longer dealing by the old ways. Going to deal by the new way, which is the new man, Christ Jesus. So then Adam was created, yeah. But Jesus was begotten. Now, if he's the only begotten of the Father, who are we? We are his offspring. We're his children. We're sons and daughters of a living God. By the new birth that he has given to us eternal life. Making us part of that new race. You realize what he's done for you and me? Stage one. Sure, we'll get back to it. If you wasn't back there, you never will be back there. Stage two brings a physical man. Adam in the garden. Stage three brings it back the way God wanted it. He wanted that whole creation before the foundation of the world to be part. And he's making you and me to be part of that new creation. That new race. His offspring. If he was the only begotten, then we're begotten through him. Right? We're begotten through Jesus Christ. Eternal life given into your soul. Waiting the redemption of the body. I told my Brother Russ there today about it. I said, the thing that I'm looking at right now is the change of the body. The change of the body. Why? Because everything else is in order. What I was talking about was the natural part that we were talking about. That we now have the White House with the woman. It's full of Catholics, so it can be either way that you want to use it as the natural church or if you want to use it as a natural woman as vice president. You have that in order right now. And there's no telling what's going to happen. But it's like I told Brother Russ, I said, I've never been a doomsday. I've never been down. Mm-mm. This is the greatest hour that could ever be. To think that God made a new creation, a new race. And you are that new creation. You are his offspring. You're his children. Sons and daughters of a living God is God made manifest in another form called the bride. This is a special designation, read that in the church age book, of himself. This has to do with the church. The church is his bride. You ever thought about a bride being more important than the children? I can get around and preach on that a little bit. A bride. Because you know what a bride is? She's part of him. She's part of him. You say, well, my children are part of me. Yeah, but it took somebody else to help you. Don't take nobody else to be this. Just give your heart and soul to Almighty God. You say, well, Brother Dale, I don't understand what you're saying tonight. It's kind of like, I know it. That's what I told you. I'm thinking on these things, but trying my best to get you to see who you are and what you're doing. We're his offspring. We're his children. And we're him made manifest in another form called a bride or a church. Come on, musician. Christ in you, the hope of glory. First man, Adam, made a living soul. Second man was made the Lord of glory, or was the Lord of glory. I hope you followed me bringing Adam down into human race, bringing Jesus Christ down into the human race, and how that now he is imparting his own life into me and you.
Yes.
Giving us eternal life in our soul. Waiting the redemption of the body. Because that's our next stage. Right. Think on these things. Let's stand. What we got, brother?
103. The red book. Because you're all on the altar.
Amen.
You have
long repeated and have prayed to increase. You have a need. Come and let's pray.
And have earnestly fervently prayed. But I you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed till all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the Spirit control? You could only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest.
To do is to fulfill that attributes that we're talking about, that by your stripes we're healed. Our sister's delivered from this condition, and it's gone from her because you said it and we believe you. We give her a prayer cloth. This is a confirmation to believing it all is well. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Just go believe it. How about it? Do you believe it? If you believe it, then accept it and just say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're his children. We're his offspring. He was the only begotten. But you see, the way he came, if you're following me, the way he came is the way we come. He came by birth.
Be blessed,
and that's how we come, is by birth.
And sweet rest,
he came into being by birth. Begotten. That's the way we do. We accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. And believe in it. Anybody have a need?
Till our body and soul he doth fully control.
altar is laid.
Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the spirit.
How about it?
Can you believe that we are his offspring? See, the only difference in you and God, now listen, the only difference in you and God, his body has already been made eternal. We're waiting the redemption of our bodies. That's the difference. Well, I don't know, but that's the difference. Somebody's going to receive it and speak it, and it's going to work. The altar is laid. Amen. Just remember to pray for Wade for the weekend, and that the Lord would bless us. Pray that Brother Homer would be all right, everything be taken care of there, and all of these that are sick. Just pray that God will reach down and touch her. Make the little bride. Because we don't have to let Satan push us around. We can stand up and fight. And say, by his stripes I'm healed. Father, we thank you, and we just ask you to go with us now as we go our natural ways. And we pray that what we've said, Lord, would dwell in our hearts. And Father, we pray that you would just open our understanding to thy love and thy grace and all. We believe you and we thank you. Take care of everybody on the way home. Give us a safe journey in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. Just remember that little bracelet if anybody...